Welcome to the Daily Shift, everybody, and I appreciate everybody for listening in on this. Well, right now, it's not Monday, but by the time you hear this, it will be Monday, and that's the beauty of it, because that means it's one day closer to Halloween. But as of today, we have a special guest here today. If you've seen the flyers, if you've heard about it, that means you know who is here right now, Shay Bird.
Good morning.
Well, welcome. How are you doing today?
Outside of being nervous, I'm okay. This is the first time that I've ever done anything at all like this. So, you know, and I'm old, and it's hard for me to grasp a lot of things because I'm older.
Oh, see, you can tell he's a little, like, you couldn't tell that he's nervous, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can't tell. Like, just let him ease into it. Welcome him. In fact, you know what? I got you. You can't hear it, but there's applause going on right now. I just pressed the... well, I want to ask, because I know this question is going to come up, because you're going to be playing music live for us. And one of the things that I really like about your music is that it's a piece of you. Mm-hmm. It's not just that you're playing, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, my new shoes are great and I love my, like, it's not just anything. It's actually a piece of you. And like, when I heard the first song that you played, I was like, this seems good. And then after the second song, I was just like, you know what? Now I have to say something. Do you want to be on the show? So what inspired you?
So initially when I picked up, I've never done music at all. Like, I'm a high school dropout. I was never in band in school. You know, I had life to live. That was rough. It was hard. A lot of bad things happened to me, but that's in the past. And either you become a victim or you rise above it. And I feel like I've risen above it. So at one point in time, I was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. And we had been in Central America for a couple of years, and, you know, we'd been getting shot at. So it was stressful. I never slept. I drank coffee and I smoked cigarettes. We got back to Puerto Rico, and I said, man, I walked up a flight of stairs. I couldn't breathe. And I said, man, I got to do something. And I knew it was going to be rough. So I started lifting, and then I picked up guitar as well because I needed something to do with my hands.
Now, I want to say this, folks. He's not a small guy. he shook my hand. I don't know what's left of it. There's just dust left in my hand. But no, I mean, I think that's amazing because, I mean, like, a lot of people find outlets and things like that. Like, did you ever try any other outlets, like painting?
Or, no.
Like, no. Maybe you were like, I want to clean. Like, I just got to clean.
I mean, I read a lot. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to have something tactile to do with your fingers, with your hands.
Okay.
Because if not, then you automatically want to go pick up a cigarette, and then it's hand to mouth. If you get rid of the hand part, then it's nothing.
So, like, how long, like, consecutively have you been, like, just into me? Because, I mean, I know personally, well, how many songs do you have?
I have probably 72-ish with music.
Taylor Swift's been real silent, folks.
But, so, what had happened was I'd written poetry mm-hmm. with music chords.
Okay.
Because something hadn't blossomed in me yet. Now, I don't know if it's blossomed well, but it's blossomed. I almost died in 2017 I want to say prolonged. It wasn't really prolonged. It was a couple of weeks, but I almost died. Okay. When I got out, everything flowed into music. It turned into songs versus poetry with lyrics. I guess maybe I attached emotion somehow or another to the things that I had written.
And when you when you write stuff like that, like, I mean, do you feel like, I mean, obviously you feel a connection with the songs mm-hmm. that you're making, but like, I mean, is it ever like hard to like write them as like, you know what, I can't use this, you know, I don't want to write this. Like, do you like crumple it up? And
no, because regardless of what I'm trying to get it out of me, whatever's inside of me, whatever demon it is, whatever past trauma it is, I'm trying to get it out. So even if it comes out and it never makes a song, it's still out of me. And that's really all that matters. I'm emptying the cup of bad things and trying to put in good things.
And that begs the question. I'm sure like tons of listeners want to know, like, when it comes to putting it out there? Are you putting it out there like just to get it out of your system, or are you trying to relate to somebody else that's out there? You know what I mean?
Like, yes. So sometimes when you're eyeball deep in despair, you're eyeball deep in whatever trauma is happening to you at the time, you feel alone, regardless of people that say, I love you, I'm there for you, but they don't understand unless they walk that road. And if you don't walk that road, then you'll never know. And I'm wanting people to know that somebody other than them has walked that road. So a lot of my music, sadly enough, is sad because that's what's in me and I'm trying to get it out. If not sad, melancholy, you know, I'll use my college words today.
As I look up Malaga, how do you spell that?
But, you know, and that's, I just, and I, nobody wants to be forgotten. Nobody wants to be forgotten. And in 30 years, I'll be dead. I mean, I'm not being morose about it. I'm just saying I'll be 80 something.
Jesus. I have to look up it.
I told you I read a lot. But
I just write books, people. I this has gone beyond my poop jokes. I, if it's more than four letters, I have nothing.
So, you know, I want people to know that I'm there, mm-hmm. that they're not alone. And if something that I write can let them, can ease something. And my grandchildren, I'm the last child producing. Well, I have two sons, but I feel like I'm the end of my family legacy. I don't want, no, not like that. Because my children are going to have children at some point in time, but I want my grandchildren to know who I was. So that way they can say, well, that's cool. That's my granddad. You know, he wasn't a slob like my parents told me. Because, you know, kids have a different outlook on their parents than we have on ourselves, obviously.
I will say kids are pretty wise.
Right.
He has big feet. All right. Well, first of all, don't look at my feet. That's not right. What this conversation is about. We're in
ears.
Walmart.
That's just right. I got big ears and you got big ears. You're welcome.
Pick out your macaroni and cheese and get out the store. Oh, when it comes to when you say leaving like a legacy of some kind, so I think that's awesome that you want to leave something behind. Now, have you ever taught your kids how to play an instrument? Do they play instruments as well?
No, my daughter is a nuclear physicist.
Oh, Jesus.
My older boy is getting ordained as a pastor, and my baby boy, he's just in college right now. And we're trying to see where he's going to go. So my baby boy sings well. My older boy sings well, and they've sung with me a little bit. My girl is, well, she's super brilliant, but she's a little quirky. But, you know, she says she doesn't want to sing with me. I try to get her to, but she won't.
It's going to happen one day. You got to get her on a family road trip and just tell her we're not getting out of this car until.
And it's funny because, you know, the boys say, we know who your favorite is. It's like, no, I love all of y'all. But there's a lot of songs that I've written.
Say it over the microphone. Who's your favorite?
There's a lot of songs that I've written because of my daughter. Because, you know,
you're the favorite.
That's right. We communicate differently than my boys do. So she instills feelings in me like I'm going to miss her. She's getting married in January and I'm going to miss her because she's my baby girl.
And I think that's awesome because that also, in case anybody remembers or, you know, Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely?
Mm-hmm.
It was about his daughter. And that's and when you said that kind of reminded me of that because it instills there was a science study on that.
Right.
It instilled
there's a special bond.
Yeah.
Between fathers and their girls.
And
well, the special ones anyway.
Is that what the next? You know what? I'm not touching that, folks. You heard me say it. I'm not touching. But with that being said, the song that you're gonna play for us live, if you're listening on the Wisdom app, That's like the best way to hear it live. What is this, Thursday at this point? Yeah, yes, we're on Thursday.
Yeah.
So with that, like, is that one of the songs that inspired this one that you're gonna play?
Yeah. It's called Last Dance, and it hurts my heart. And I'm not gonna cry because I'm stout and strong.
I'll tell you if you cry.
But you know, we're a traditional Christian family. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Christian values. I've got a bad mouth, which I got told not to use, which is fine. But when my daughter gets married, she will no longer be she will be my daughter, but she will be her husband's wife. And the last dance that we have is going to hurt. Because that's my last dance with my daughter versus with my, you know, son-in-law's wife. Gotcha. And maybe that's convoluted and twisted, but that's just how I feel about it.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of, like, fathers out there.
I hope so.
And if there's kids walking through the lobby or anywhere right now listening, just keep that in mind. Like, I mean, your parents think the world of you, as right. you just heard, and as you're going to hear through this next song. Now, if you're listening on the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, or Outside the Box Radio, there might be a break. If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to be able to hear that song, but it's going to be coming up next. If you're listening live right now at this very moment on Thursday on the Wisdom app, you're going to hear this live as it's happening. So that's you know, there's reasons to listen to all these various different apps and all these kind of things. There's things happening on all of them. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to listen to Last Dance. That's the last one that you're going to be playing right now, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to Last Dance on the Wisdom app. And if you're with us right now, I think we have two. Yeah. John B. and Darlene Anderson. I appreciate you all for stopping by. We're going to take a break, come back. This is The Daily Shift. Don't move a muscle. Keep it locked.
And you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay.
When you were a baby, I danced with you. Oh, rock and roll, and boogie woogie too. I would rock you fast asleep. You would kick your dancing feet. We'd dance and dance till we fell down. Ring around the rosy, we all fall down. Down, down. Your wedding day, tear in my eyes. You looked up and said to me, "Dad, don't cry." But baby, you're my heart. It's our last dance and I'm falling apart. We dance and dance till we fell down. Ring around the rosy, we all fall down. 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 Swing around, dance on down, hold each other in our arms. Remember me and never frown, ring around the rosy, we all fell down. Down. Down, ring around the rosy. see, we all fall down, down, down. I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you all for sticking tuned with the special guest, Jay Bird. If you're wondering what his handles are, like if he has like Twitter or he's out in the Facebook, if he's book facing it, if he's... See, I told you folks, I don't use social media, so I don't know. I don't... But it's out there. It's going to be out there for you to pick up on. You said you're going to start a YouTube channel, correct?
Hopefully soon. Because again, I'm getting older. So, you know, you got to get on top. When you get older, you got to get on top of things because, you know, time is no longer your friend.
Yeah. Tell me about it. My ankle popped the other day. I didn't know what that was. I was like, is this it? Is this how it starts? Like,
and when you hit 50, that warranty is up. You can't come back in for no rework. That's it.
I need some new windshield wipers, AKA glasses. It's not going to. Like, people don't know I wear glasses, but I don't wear them. I'm supposed to wear glasses. I'm like squinting. Somebody told me last night, they were like, oh, you need glasses. And I was like, I do have glasses. I just don't wear them. You ain't gonna make me look smart. That's not gonna happen to me. You're not gonna make me look smarter than I am. No, absolutely not.
It doesn't work. I wear glasses, so it still doesn't work. Not on me anyway.
Now I do want to ask this. Well, for one, I do want to let you know. Okay, so do you like salt and vinegar chips?
I mean, it depends on what mood I'm in.
Like, okay, would you be willing to try? Okay, would you be willing to try three things? So there's a new Kit Kat bar called Churro.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
cinnamon.
I like how there was no other explanation. Oh, like I like churros. They taste good. It reminds me of a childhood. No, I like cinnamon. That is just one word. Just cinnamon. Now I had this discussion with my aunt. Like, there's dill pickle chips and salt and vinegar. And I was like, you know what, how they make pickles, right? Like they just dump them in vinegar and salt.
Right.
And I was like, they're the same thing. And they're like, no, it's different. And so what I'm going to do with them and the same thing I'm going to do with you, I'm going to mix them up.
Right.
So that way, when you take a chip, you don't know what it is. I'm going to know what it is. You're not.
That's messed up. Especially if you have a preconceived idea of what you're eating, because your mind is fantastic. So if I think that I'm eating something else, my mind's going to tell me that that's something else.
So that's what I want. I want to know if you think, oh, this is definitely salt and vinegar. I know salt. You know, it gets worse. Like, this is your one, and don't get too deep into it. Like, you know, I could tell, like, this is salt and vinegar by the way it tastes. I've tasted salt and vinegar. That's the dill pickle chips. You might want to. But we're going to do that later on. I do want to talk about the song because I've heard that song before. I was outside, but I definitely have heard that song, The Last Dance, because that was like, I think that was the first song that I heard you play. That was the very first song that I heard you play. And I was like, this guy's good.
And I've got you tricked ever since.
The first one's for free. After that, I was scratching the itching. Hey, man, you got... No, never mind. I can't say that.
Cost you double.
So when you... what is the latest song that you've made?
Oh, Lord. I got one that's called 10 Minutes to Glory.
10 Minutes to Glory?
But I don't have that one because I'm still working on the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's a little thin on the lyrics department. I like the music. I like the music, but the lyrics are a little thin, and I'm still working on that. My wife's father died during COVID, and we went ahead and took him off life support, and it took him 10 minutes. And it's 10 minutes to glory. He was a Baptist preacher, and, you know, and it was funny because, I mean, it's not funny, but it was April Fool's Day, which he was a clown. He probably planned this. I don't know. But you know, it was April Fool's Day. And then as soon as he died inside of our hospital, when a baby's born, they have the music that plays overhead. Mm-hmm. It's Brahms Lullaby. And so 10 minutes, he died. And then the Song of Rebirth, you know, it's, I put things together like that. It's probably just coincidence, but I don't believe in that. So
on his gravestone, it says LOL. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was super inappropriate. I'm sorry, folks.
It's not bad, man. You know where I work.
But no, I think that's awesome because like I said, I talked about this, depending on when you're listening, but I talked about this Monday, whatever day that would be. I talked about this. I was like, I love the fact that your songs are a piece of you, mm-hmm. and it feels more authentic that way. Now, when you make your music, do you want it to feel like more authentic, or like, are you just making it? Like, cause I know you don't put it out there just for it to be out in the ether.
I am fixing to just demonstrate my ignorance all over the place. So I didn't learn music. I don't know music. I don't use a metronome because it freaks me out. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I'll take my words, and as they fall out, that is where I get my rhythm from. So through the syllables, you know, that's where I'm, you know, depending on what chords I use, mm-hmm. that's where they're going to fall out. So like, chord change, kind of like that. That's kind of how it falls out. I don't know how to write songs. I don't know music, but I do know what chords sound good in a row. And I know what chords I can put together that flow. And it's just because I've been playing guitar for 25 years. Again, I should be better, but I'm not. But here we are. Because, you know, you play enough chords, you know, country songs, G, D, and C. It is, or G, D, A minor, G, D, A, G, D, and C with A minor. So a lot of songs take those same chords, like artists, because that's where their vocal range is. They're comfortable with those. They can play those on a stage. It can, you know, whatever. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah, I can relate in a somewhat similar way because I play guitar as well, but like self-taught as well.
Right.
So I can understand like, okay, these sound well together. Like, right. You know, keep going with this C at 9 and G.
Right,
and
absolutely.
All, yeah. So.
And I love minor chords. So, you know, I usually have, if not one, I definitely have a couple in there.
Now, here's a question that might throw you for a loop. Have you ever thought about playing anything other than guitar? Was it always guitar, or were you like, you know, I want to play drums or the violin or the fiddle or like the cello? You were like, maybe the trumpet.
I have a set of like the electronic drums at the house, and I'm good on the top half.
Oh, are we talking about Guitar Hero Band?
No. It's a real set of drums. I think it's Asus or Alesis, whatever it is. And I can keep a rhythm on top, but the minute my feet come into it, man, sticks go out the window, dogs are yelping. You know, I can't.
My eye, my leg.
I cannot move the bottom half of me and the top half of me in syncopation. So
that's another question. Can you do the thing? You can rub your belly and pat the.
But you got to start one and start the other.
I can confirm that he's able to do it, folks. He was able to do it. He started the pat, though. He started the pat
that's
first.
Right,
and then
see? I mean, I picked up a banjo, but I've learned for 25 years, I know guitar chords. Mm-hmm. I've had banjos pass through my hands. I've had mandolins pass through my hands. And I got big hands, so it's really hard for me to press little strings. So
it hurts, right? Like, well, you got to get those calluses.
I mean, I have big old fat monster strings on my guitar because it gives you a richer, more mellow. It's very buttery. It just gives you a fuller sound, and it's not tinny. I don't like changing strings out because it's tinny on the front end, and I don't like that until they get, you know, some dirt in there.
So
things are better when they're dirty, I guess.
Would you ever want to play another instrument? I think that's like an important question. Like, would you trade like your skill? No.
Nope. I'm gonna go ahead and chuck that right on that there now.
Okay, if you could, let me ask you this: if you could turn your songs into a different instrument, like instead of guitar, like what instrument would you choose?
Oh, probably piano, because that's gonna be the closest thing really? To a guitar. To me, I mean,
I'm done, folks. I could not for the life of me learn piano.
Oh no, I can't either. I know where the C is. That's it.
I didn't even know there was a C on the piano.
Boom, right there, and I move forward. I said, "Look, I know where C's at."
Unless it's like that piano from Big, like, and that's the only song I'll be able to play.
It's funny. That's the one I know. And my wife, there was a lot of yelling and a lot of hitting. No, no, this way. Yes, yes, dear. And she's
play Beethoven. Somebody from the back, play Beethoven. Please don't make me do this. Please. It's going to be embarrassing for all of us.
Everybody. None
of us
are
gonna, no one's going to feel good at the end of this. Please don't do it.
it's funny, not so much like the piano thing, but playing live. Mm-hmm. So I brought my guitar to work the other night, mm-hmm. and I sit down and I play because it's my people. You know
what
I'm saying?
Were you playing for people or are you just playing for your own?
I was just playing for me because we had a moment. I work in the ER. So, you know, it's always crazy. And then when we have a moment, I don't smoke. So I don't go outside, you know, and I take a break where I can.
Right.
So I brought my guitar. I said, you know what? Tonight I'm going to play a little guitar. And the thing that feels good is to hear other people singing what you're playing. Because that feels good to me, but I can't play out in public because it freaks me out. Because I'm not good enough. I'm crippled in the fact that I have to have my music. The 80s were either really good to me or not so good to me, but I can't remember lyrics. So I have to have everything in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to pull chords out and lyrics out and get them to come out because there's so many things going on inside your mind that you have to separate and allocate to make it come forward.
Now, do you have is there a certain place that you always play to like, that's like your calm place or like your, like some, like for instance, like when I would play and stuff like that, right. I would go out to a pond. As cliche as that sound, folks, I really did. I went out to a pond and just played and just relaxed.
Right.
You know?
I got another word for you. Are you ready? I am entropy. I am.
I'm sick of looking up words.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. Man, the inside of me is so chaotic that, you know, I play where it hits me. I'll play in the kitchen at the bar. Mm-hmm. I'll play them because I have a music room that once your kids start moving out, those rooms are yours. So I turned my oldest son's room into a music
room.
What
happened to my Buzz Lightyear?
Gone. Out the door. You know, and it's odd. It's odd how we're built because I distrust myself. I've never had like some, look at me. You know, I've never had the self-esteem that some people have. Because as I've lived life, the higher up that freaking tower you go, when somebody snatches that rug out and somebody's going to snatch the rug out from underneath you, you're going to fall. And I try to stay grounded so that way when I fall, it's not that far. Little life lessons from Jay Bird. There you go. I'm not even going to charge for that one.
You said for that one. The next one is going to
cost you.
You know what, folks? I'm going to give him some dill pickle chips. He's going to forget all about it. He's going to be like, this tastes just like vinegar. And I'm really anxious to find out what you think about that. But I'm sure everyone else is anxious to find out what you're going to play next. We're going to do – is it okay for you to do two songs?
Mm-hmm.
We both were trying to figure that out. But what songs are going to be coming up next that you're going to play?
Falling in Appalachia. And so I'm originally from West Virginia, so I have a lot of – West Virginia songs, and I have a lot of references to coal and stuff. The other song that I'm going to sing is Anthracite, which is coal. So in West Virginia, there's two things that you're going to do. Either you're going to leave or you're going to mine. And I sure enough wasn't going to mine. So I joined the military and I did that for 13 years, and then I got out and tried to be somebody else, and here I am.
And I'm sure everybody out there would thanks you for your service and all that you've done for the country and everything, especially 13 years. I mean,
yeah, it's a long time.
That's definitely
no bad words. Wait a minute,
Wait a minute. Like, why? How am I getting a lesson on my show about them?
if I got to mark the rules, you got to mark the rules.
You know, we're changing everything right now. Flipping the table. No. we definitely thank you for your service. We thank you for being here, and we appreciate the song that you played for us earlier, and we appreciate the song that you're going to be playing for us in a little bit here.
I think I'm going to do Anthracite first.
Okay.
Just for the rhythm thing, because if I play one, it's hard to start the other one because it's hard to separate them in my mind. it's just, you know, some of my craziness. It's okay.
And if anyone's listening on Wisdom, you just heard what he's about to play next. You don't have to wait for it if you're listening to Wisdom. But if you're listening on Monday, the day before Halloween, by the way, I hope everybody... Wait, Halloween's Tuesday, right?
I don't know. I don't have my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I can't... I can't follow nothing unless I got my phone. And I see that's what you're going to, yeah.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Don't tell them.
I don't know numbers. Thankfully, you can take a picture and put it beside their name just in case.
I can't even find my calendar on you. All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break as I figure this out. Why is this taking so long? Why does my calendar look like this? What is this?
What is that?
I don't know, but it's not. Okay.
You're going to have to get your kid to figure that out because it ain't going to be me.
Halloween is on Tuesday. All right. We figured it out, folks. Okay. I hope everyone's having a fantastic weekend, having a fantastic Monday, and an even better Tuesday that is to come. We're going to listen to Jaybird play Anthracite first, and then you're going to go on to Falling in Appalachia. So, that being said, we're going to fall into a break right here, right now. But if you're listening live on Wisdom, you don't have to wait. All you have to do is sit, relax, fall asleep, and dream about it. This is the Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break.
Late nights in the middle of June. E-Way's been freaking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Whether you like them or you don't.
He said 7 new songs later.
Leaves turn gold in Appalachia, and brilliant shades of red reminds me of my childhood as they flutter around my head. Falling in Appalachia, that's where my heart longs to be. Spending my time in the mountains, underneath the poplar tree. Hear the snowfall in Appalachia when you're way back in the woods. I'd stay there forever if I only could. Falling in Appalachia, that's where my heart longs to be. Spending my time in the mountains, underneath poplar trees. carry my ashes to Appalachia. Cause that's where I long to be. No longer in this world of ours, almost heaven's where I wanna be. Falling in Appalachia, well, that's where my heart longs to be. Spending my time in the mountains underneath a poplar tree. Falling in Appalachia, well, that's where my heart longs to be. Spending my time in the mountains underneath the poplar tree. Underneath that poplar tree.
Yeah, you understand, yeah, like no one can. I know that we don't look like much, but no one fucks it up like us. 16 and you.
Welcome back to the Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody has been enjoying the interview that we're having. It is Thursday of the previous week, but this show is specifically, this interview specifically, is for the Monday, and I hope everybody's having a great time and enjoying the music that is being played. So what's coming up next is going to be a song called, so we're going to do two more songs. At first it was one more, but now we're going to do two more because it's a song called See and Say, and I want to know what this is about. Like, so I'm hearing it for the first time, you're hearing it for the first time. It's going to be great. If you're listening on the Wisdom app, that means you get first dibsies.
God bless you.
You're getting first dibsies on this. And that just makes it all the more special because that means, I do want to mention this. It's going to be the interview, only the interview, not the songs, are going to be posted Thursday up until Monday. And then I'm going to enter. It's going to be a complete mess. But it's going to be a mess that makes sense somehow, some way, some form. So the song See and Say, what do you have to say about that? Like, what inspired this song?
So there's a place between dreaming and waking. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I was.
I sleepwalk, so.
And I'm not going to tell you that I was in bourbon, muscle relaxers, and Benadryls. But anyhow. When you get into that fugue state, that's where I wrote the majority of my songs, or driving my kids to school. You know, I got one song called Fog on the Water. Well, there was Fog on the Water. And that's where that came from.
So Hat on the Floor. That's a new song. This is going to be a good song. It's going to be a hit.
But it came to me, the words. So, you know, the words come to me. And mm-hmm. I write them down because if I don't write them down, I'll forget. Okay. Because they're very fleeting and I don't know why. I don't think musically, I think lyrically.
Okay.
But See and Say, for those of you all that are older or you like antique toys, there's a toy called the See and Say, and you pull the handle and it's got a picture of a cow. It's got a bunch of pictures around the wheel and it's got a pointer that points to it. And you pull the handle and the cow goes moo, the dog goes wolf, and that's the essence of it. Somewhere along the line, I saw a CNC. I was like, well, what if your CNC gets off? So that's where that song came from, because life is a lot like that. Just because somebody says something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So I was dabbling in blues chords because, you know, I like the blues. I like all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. And I just jockeyed around with some blues chords, And my daughter, it's like, again, I'm back to her, you know, and my wife, both of them, the ladies in my life, absolutely love it. So, you know, I play it every chance.
I got to balance this out. Like, is there a song about your sons? No,
I do. I have a couple.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, he has like 72 songs.
At least, yeah.
So I'm sure it's in there somewhere. We just got to shuffle through
it. There's definitely songs about my boys in there. But CNSA, the essence of it is that just because it tells you that's what it is doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll go back to me being paranoid. And, you know, the whole trust thing. So, you know, to not wax biblical, but I'm going to wax biblical for a minute.
Okay.
You got to test the spirit. You got to test the word. So I'm just giving this little forewarning, but in a happier song, because a lot of my songs are down and sad because I use a lot of minor chords and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I don't see them as down. I see that as something that people can relate to, you know, because everybody feels sad. No, everybody feels down. There's days that people feel happy, but like when, like, that's why I also liked when I started hearing your music at first, because I was like, that's something relatable. That's something everybody feels. Everybody feels like, you know, and especially if you have kids and stuff like that. And now that you're giving a little bit more more explanation to your songs and giving a broader spectrum to it, a lot of people are like, well, I have a daughter, you know, and now they're able to connect with it a little bit more. And I think that's awesome.
Well, and, you know, sadly, some of my songs are like really dark. And I didn't want to play those because I am truly a child of abuse. You pick whatever kind of abuse, I have been through it. And again, either you succumb to it or you rise above it. And I'm not going to be put down like that. So when you have that kind of stuff happen in your life and you, and it forms you, it's what forms you. You want to make sure that your children don't ever go through that. So either you, and I mean, this is psychological, either you're part of the chain and you continue it on, or you break the chain and stop it. So I stopped it.
And I mean, one of the things, like, I mean, I'm sure like a lot of people, oh, have you ever like wash your kid's mouth off with soap? Yes, folks, that is a real thing. Yes. I didn't endure that, but soap in the mouth. Actually, that's not a, I think that's called toothpaste.
Yes.
Didn't like it.
I don't use that stuff now.
Not a fan.
Nah.
What is this? What is this Colgate?
That burns. I don't want that in there.
This is demon juice. Get it away from me. Somebody else said, oh, so his breath stank? Like,
yes.
We thought, Clutch, we thought you had a clean mouth. Surprise, no, I'm kidding. But like I said, I think it's awesome that a lot of people, when you play your music, a lot of people can relate to it through the lyrics alone. And without even you giving, like, the explanation of things, like, see and say, like, folks, this is going to be the first time that I've heard this. So we're going to go through this together.
We'll all learn together.
At a certain point, if you see just one trail of footsteps in the sand, that means you're on your own. You got to figure it out for yourself at that point. But no, we're going to do see and say, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do the salt and vinegar dill pickle challenge. Can I reverse that? The dill pickle salt and vinegar. Actually, no matter how I put it, it's not coming out right. So we're going to do the chip challenge.
It's going to be briny. Bottom line is, it's going to be briny.
We're going to see if, actually, not just him. Anthony, are you willing to do this challenge as well? Everything's gonna taste. We can put a lemon in front of them. Yeah, this tastes like chips. This is fine.
I'll lie to get by. Whatever.
You know the messed up part is, I was gonna stop by Hardee's and get breakfast. I really was. Not even joking. I really was. But then I was like, anyway, what we're gonna do, we're gonna go and do this song. Like I said, if you're listening on Wisdom, then you get the special treat because you're listening to it firsthand. You don't have to wait till Monday. You don't have to wait any time at all to listen to the interview. You get it right here, right now. The interview itself is going to be up. I'm going to say by the end of Thursday, if not Friday morning at the latest. If you've seen the flyers and things, thank you to the marketing team for doing what you do. I appreciate everybody who always puts their foot out to assist. We're going to do See and Say right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you have to say to the listeners? Or
no, I want to thank you guys so much for this opportunity because, you know, I don't leave my home. I'm not a recluse. I just don't leave my home. And for me to do this is putting a lot of trust and a lot of faith in people. And, you know, for me, that's hard because, again, as a child of abuse, you know, you don't trust anybody because everybody's out to get you or somebody, you know, maybe not, but it's safer to just believe that. And then that way you don't have to worry about it.
Right. Like, so it's, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It's,
be safe than sorry.
That and like, you know, anyway, I don't want to go there because there's kids listening. What does that mean? Nothing, Timmy. Just go to your room. Go to your room, Timmy. Go. Your room 137. Go back over to your room. I'm sorry, Timmy. No, don't follow him. Who's that following him behind? Just what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. But if you're listening live on Wisdom, it's not going to be a break. We're going to be going over here and doing a CNC. And as you've heard before, all of these songs have been phenomenal. And the rest of the show is going to be phenomenal. Don't forget, if you're listening on the Outside the Box Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio, that means that you're going to be hearing the entertainment segment after this.
I thought that was the talking.
There's a lot. There's the movies. I don't even know if there's going to be facts on Monday. I'm going to be honest with you folks. What we all know that the Daily Shift, it always changes just like real life. When you go to work, you never know what to encounter. Mm-hmm. Just like the show, you never know what to encounter. This dog is knocked out cold. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do these songs. Don't forget about iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes Music, so many other ways. Don't forget about Amazon Podcasts as well. So there's a ton of ways. All you have to do is just Google it or whatever search engine you use, and it's going to pop right up for you. We're going to take a break. We're going to go and do See and Say. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do the chip challenge, whatever that chip challenge may be. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break.
Where to look every time I go missing, 7 texts and 2 missed calls. No, I can't ignore them all. Said that I'm gonna be sleeping in mine. I lied. At your house again, again. I'm a foot in the door. My clothes are on your floor again, again.
Well, the chur, 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 chur chicken, the cow, 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 cow. Somebody broke. See and say. Moo, moo, moo goes chicken. Woof, woof, woof goes cow. Somebody broke. Hoo, my see and say. Meow, meow, meow goes duck. Wow, wow, wow goes cat. Somebody broke. My see and say. We'll be right back. I can't scat like Cab Calloway. Somebody broke my CNC. Hidey, 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 ho. Hidey, 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 hey. Somebody broke, whoo, my CNC. Oink, oink, oink goes the dog. River, river, river goes the bird. Somebody broke, whoo, my CNC. The moral of the story, be careful what you hear. Somebody broke my CNC.
Things to do things, but if we refuse those things, then we've missed an opportunity to touch somebody else's life.
And I feel like you definitely have that, because like I said, like one of the things that made me want to ask you, and like, because like I could have just listened to like what you were playing and just been like, that was really good music,
right?
And I just kept going, but I was like, I want to like put it, because like I knew like there was a piece of you in there. And even when you were telling me like about one of the songs, I'm not going to go into detail about it because that was something, I feel like that was something personal that you shared with me. And not just me, but everybody else who was in the room. But I think that was, I think that's awesome, that the fact that you put a piece of yourself in every single piece of music. And I'm sure you all know, like, there's people who put pieces of themselves in their artwork, their books, their poetry, their music, their whatever they're doing, you know, like even if it's a car, you know, like it's like, oh well, this car means something to me, like I'm attached because this is something handed down to me from my mom or from my cousin or my dad or whatever the case may be. So I love the fact that you're attached literally to your music, like there's a piece of you. And there's right now there's 72 pieces, and we hope to hear more.
And see, and that's the scary thing, that's what's kept me from like going on YouTube, because I can afford a camera, I can do whatever, but it terrifies me, because in anonymity people can be mean, and this is a part of me, and this is a chunk of who I am, and I can't go to their house because I don't know where they live. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that was, an inside joke, because they were... Well played, well played.
And it is, it's scary to put yourself out there, because people are mean. People will say something mean just because they can hide behind their address.
They're called keyboard warriors.
Yeah, trolls. They're trolling. And, you know, for the people that like it, thank you so much for listening, because that makes me feel good that maybe I might have touched somebody, or that somebody might have gotten something from it. If not, maybe I just entertained you. For the ones that don't like it, don't care.
There you go. Like, that's the perfect way to, like, because, I mean, we're not, like, why care about some, like, why I focus on the negativity?
Right.
There's too much positivity. Now, when you go to school and you get, like, a C on your report card and you get a D, I'm not saying you're not supposed to care. Like, that's, we're not talking about that. That's a different story.
That's a different line. We're all on a different line there.
But I definitely wanted to thank you for coming on. And because, I mean, I know you were hesitant to come on in the first place.
Right.
And you like not only built up like that energy to come on, but on top of that, you came on and like, you, dude, you made a great show. Like, and on top of that, you performed with like passion. It wasn't just like, okay, let me just go ahead and get this over
you
and
know,
done with.
I didn't even screw up, which I thought I was going to, because because live, that's a fear. And I'm not that kind of musician, man. You sit me in a sound room with my music, my guitar, man, I'll play chords for you in a line all day
long.
One
take J. One take J. That is his name. Literally, it was everything that you've heard was one take. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, well, they probably had to record 100 times. Okay, it was about 200. No, I'm joking. Everything was one take. And like when he was performing, it wasn't just, like I said, it wasn't just like, oh, okay, let me go ahead and get this over and done with. It was done with passion. Like, it was
humility. I mean, I try to be humble in all things that I do, because so many people can get, yeah, that's my stuff, man. Look, I wrote that song. I did this. I did that. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's just that the Lord gave me a chance. The Lord's blessed me with something that I hope that I can share, you know?
Well, he did ask for a check. No, I'm kidding.
I tried to pay for the water that I drank. No,
he really did. That's not even a joke. He really did. He was like, I'll give you money for the water. I was like, dude, it's water. Like, but no, I really do appreciate you coming out here and doing this. And I know, like, there was, I know that, like, you got a lot going on. Like, as you've heard, he's a nurse and stuff like that. So there's no such thing as not busy.
Right.
And the fact that he took the time to come out here and do this.
And I appreciate you and Anthony, especially for inviting me inside your house. I mean, you know, that means a lot to me.
I trust Chris.
hey, why are you using my, hey, you mean clutch.
And your dog likes me, so that's a plus also, you know.
Oh, that is the most adorable dog. And I'm sorry, Bailey. I'm sorry. I love you too, but you know, she's more calm than you are, Bailey. It's okay. But I appreciate you coming out here, playing and just having a good time. Like, we honestly, I feel like we genuinely had a good time.
Yeah, I mean,
even though you guys tricked me, I'm so upset about these chips.
That's what happens when you get people with senses of humor, man.
It was like 2 seconds and they planned that somehow. Anyway, that's a different thing.
It's because we're good like that. It's because we're musicians.
you communicated over the sound of music. It's somewhere in the song.
I played in code and, you know, in my chord recordings.
But once again, ladies and gentlemen, if it's nighttime for you and you're heading to bed, you're all snugged up and you're ready to go to sleep, and it's Monday, then good night. But if it's Tuesday and you're waking up, you're having your cup of coffee with your strudel. I don't know who eats strudel anymore, but do your thing. That was terrible. Anyway, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Daily Shift. We hope everybody enjoys their day. Hope everybody enjoyed their entertainment segment, their movie segment, the facts, everything like that. If you listen live, we appreciate everybody. Don't forget the many ways to listen. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music. Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, the Jukebox Radio. Don't forget about Amazon. There's all these many ways to listen, so there's never an excuse to miss an episode. All you have to do is keep your ears open. With that, good morning and good night. We'll see you next time.
ain't digging any coal. That black gold ain't for me. And I'm not going into that hole. I'm from West Virginia, you see. My daddy died early when I was just a kid. My mama drank herself to death, and that's just what she did. I didn't have a chance, had to make it on my own. Living pillar to post, I never had a home. And I ain't digging any coal, anthracite ain't my game. Not sinking into that hole, it's a million ton grave, it is. My soul is hurting, and my heart is black. It's just like anthracite, burdens on my back. Pressure, heat, and pain makes coal into a diamond. The heavens make it rain. Got a chance some other day. I ain't digging no coal. The diamond ain't me. Lost in my own hole. Tons of burdens you can't see. I ain't digging any coal. Black gold ain't for me. I'm not going into that hole. I'm from West Virginia, you see.
Thinks there's always tomorrow.
I miss you. Yo, they're like horror movies. I'm watching this movie last night. Wait, what movie are you watching right now? What? So, oh, so he just makes a ton of.
So, I go through like, I've watched Cobwebs is good.
Cobweb. Oh, I watched that movie. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Whoa.
That movie was so... anyway, okay.
They shift the gears twice on that one. It's like, oh, come on.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to do the chip test. So, this is The Daily Shift. We're back. We just listened to CNSA. If you listen live on the Wisdom app, if you didn't, that means that you're a little bit behind, but that's okay. That doesn't mean you get to miss out. We're about to do the chip test right now. So I have dill pickle flavor and salt and vinegar. Now, I was told, you could definitely taste the difference or whatever. I personally could not because I don't like salt and vinegar. And I was like, this tastes like salt and vinegar. How do you make a pickle? You dip a cucumber in anybody?
Salt and vinegar.
So there's no way you'll be able to taste the difference. Now, we're going to find out for sure. I know which chips are which for them.
All right.
So.
Tell me when you're ready.
I they're going to try one chip and then I'll be able to tell who ate what. So, who wants to go first? I'm going to ask that.
Anthony's house.
I'll go first.
All right. So, okay. Pick one chip. I know which one is which. That was salt and vinegar. Are you sure? Is that what you're willing to put your money down on? Go ahead. Hey, go ahead. They're going to be the same thing. Are you sure? Okay.
Is that wrong?
No, you aren't. You were not wrong. The salt and vinegar was the smaller one out of your, and yeah, so you were right. Okay, well played. Well, how did you know?
I go to Subway.
Oh man. All the time. Well, I didn't say these were old pickles. And
Subway.
Sorry, folks. I love Subway. Subway, give me money. That's.
Subway, pay me back for all the subs I bought.
Oh, I only get the meatball sub there.
That's all I get there too.
On the flatbread.
No, I get the boss on the bread.
Oh, you get the boss, so you get the pepperoni too.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do it, then do it big, folks. That's right. Do it like a boss.
That's right. I gotta fill my back straps with something.
Okay? So which one do you prefer then? Now I gotta ask: the pickle or the salt and vinegar? Whichever one you can get. Well, if I offered you a few chips of the pickle,
I'm probably gonna take the salt vinegar.
Have at it, dude.
He did say he was hungry, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I feel bad because I was gonna bring breakfast, but
it's all good, man. It's
okay, so your turn.
All right, let me work my educated palate here.
I like how you sniffed it first like it was a fine wine. I'm surprised you didn't like circle it around.
That's salt and vinegar.
That's salt and vinegar. Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I'll tell you here in a minute. Because you got to have them side by side. Yeah, that's salt and vinegar. Let me oxygenate it. All right. Yeah, salt and vinegar. I'm pretty sure. Now you got me doubting myself. All right, we'll see here in a second. I don't even taste like pickle. If it's pickle, maybe that one, the first one was pickle and that one's salt and
vinegar. Oh, so you don't know yet. Oh, and so the game begins. Okay. I know which one you had. I know which ones because there was one that I specifically picked that was curled.
Right.
From a certain bag that may or may not be blue.
All right, the first one was still pickle. The second one was salt and vinegar. That's my.
Or maybe choice. I got it confused now. Maybe.
Nah, dude, I hope not. Because your empirical data is screwed now, buddy.
Right.
Are you sure the second one?
The first one was dill pickle, okay. And the second one was salt and vinegar.
Are you 100% sure?
Yeah, because it's a lot more pungent than the salt and vinegar one was. There you go. It's another big word for you.
All right, so pungent. Where's my other phone? I got to look this up. No.
did you not hear I read a lot of books?
I don't like salt and vinegar.
I write songs. I have to know words.
Right. I want you to do the test now.
All right, you know what? This is what I'll do. I'll close my eyes and I'll let you two like decide whatever. I don't know.
All right.
Somebody take the bags. I'm going to close my eyes. Somebody.
Right. Anthony's trustworthy. Hold on. Hold on.
I just hear both of you with a bag and I'm completely nervous at this point.
All right. Have at it. No, you got to open your eyes now. It's already been placed strategically on the.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to air it, you know. Man. Well, I could tell what this one is already because I hate vinegar. This one's definitely salt and vinegar. I hate vinegar that much. Like, I just swirled it in front of my face.
How can you even be part of this? Because you know both of them's going to be vinegary.
Like, it just, I've only had, like, that chip, like, once. My sister loved these chips, and I hated them.
Really?
Yeah. And I, like, the moment I swirled it in front of my face, I was like, It just took me back to my childhood.
I'll reiterate, being from West Virginia, meat and potatoes. All of it, meat and potatoes. As long as it's got potatoes, I'm fine.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Wait a minute.
Huh.
No, that's salt and vinegar. This one's definitely going to be pickle.
Okay.
That's definitely pickle. You know, because back in college, like, we used to do pickle shots on St. Patrick's Day. That's definitely pickle. That's definitely pickle.
So wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
The first one
was salt and vinegar. The one that was on the right side over here, salt and vinegar. The one that was on the left, that's definitely pickle. I only know that, like I said, because my sister, like, she used to love salt and vinegar. So I know that smell, and I hate it. I can't stand it. It just...
Remember what I said earlier about your mind playing tricks on you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Am I wrong?
You're halfway wrong.
Yeah.
Were they both salt? Oh, you son of guns.
They were both,
I'm over it.
They were both pickle. So you got it half right. I mean, that's almost passing.
You know what? It's my show, darn it. This is my show. I demand some honesty.
We did. We told you at the end.
That was well played. Well played. I honestly thought that was salt and vinegar at the first one.
But you see what I was saying? If your mind believes something, then that's
all in.
Then you're.
I was.
And you change it. You change stuff in your mind.
Well, that just goes to show.
I'm a nurse, so you know. I don't look like one.
Not to brag, but you know. Not to brag, but I'm.
Oh, there was no bragging in there. Anybody that's a nurse knows there ain't no bragging in there.
And you know what? I don't mean to butt in, but nurses, y'all have it rough.
Yeah.
That's like, I know I'm about to be in the hospital for a couple weeks. I got back surgery coming up, but the last surgery. I was listening to all the other patients like moan and everything.
Man, we get cussed, we get swung at. I work in the ER, so you know, I mean, there's a lot of violence towards us, and we're just there trying to help.
Right, but
he suplexed somebody through a table.
Never.
No, I'm joking.
I merely hold the patient safely till we get them medicated.
Okay.
And when they stop struggling,
yes. But,
no.
I've seen the firsthand what you guys do with, and
it is.
I don't think I can deal with people on that level when they're sick and they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Right.
They're not themselves.
Right.
The worst version of themselves, actually.
Yeah.
So, kudos and big ups to you, man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you all heard it here. Like, I mean, as you know, Jay said, like, he works in the ER. Like, also, he finds the time, like, to spend with his kids, to spend with his family in general, and also play music. Also, we have Anthony here, who's, if you're wondering, oh, well, how are we going to be able to hear this music? That's going to be on Anthony's side. Anthony is in there, like, editing the music, putting things together that I didn't even think of. Like,
doing a fantastic job, too.
Like, just crush it. And on top of that, like, he does so many other things. Like, I know you've heard before that I went out to a casino and was dancing, and he was the drummer on top of that. Not only does he play drums, he plays piano, he also plays guitar. Like,
see, that's a real musician. I'm just kind of sketching through.
You know, for the record, he's a dope musician. I work with a lot of guitars, and anybody who can go from a chord to another chord to another chord.
Yeah, I try, man.
Well,
if I
succeed.
Thought it was gonna be like horrible, I know. Look, so I don't sing. I mean, I do sing, but that's because nobody else will sing. They say, "Hey, Jay, you're singing." Well, I don't want to sing. Well, they say, "We can't sing and play." because it's hard.
Yeah.
Man, you're juggling chords, you're juggling words. Uh-huh. And you know, now if it's a song that you know, it's easier because you've got it pounded into your head.
Kind of. Yeah.
Whereas when it's like your stuff, you know, you have to get that pounded into your head first before you can sit there and, right, you know.
So you're actually practicing and performing at the same
time. Right, right.
Like, so there's a ton of talent just in this room, and the fact that a dog can snore, I'm fascinated by that in and of itself. That's I've never seen that happen, but we're gonna accept it for what it is. What we are going to accept is this next and final piece that Jay Bird is gonna perform. If you don't mind playing,
your phone slides. It looked like it was.
Oh. If it falls, I mean, at this point, you've seen, like, there's a replacement for this one. I don't want to replace it. Like, all these phones have a name, believe it or not, even my car.
I mean, it would have to, because, man, I have trouble keeping up with me in the morning. I just listen to the various voices, and whichever one makes the most sense, that's the one I follow.
Oh. That reminds me, Anthony, what movie were you mentioning earlier?
Oh, I was trying to find it. It was
Midnight
Mass, yes.
Ow!
Midnight Mass?
Yeah, Mass. Like midnight, like a Catholic Mass, but midnight.
I have not seen it, but I'm going to watch it. And that's going to be a movie that I review Monday. You've seen Cobwebs, right?
No, but I'm
You need to. Oh my god!
It's good. It's really good.
It's like messed up good.
I reviewed that one like a couple of weeks ago, and it's really good.
Yes, sir.
It's got the guy. It's got Homelander in it, or the guy that plays Homelander.
Oh, that's right. It was. Oh my! I forgot. I'm sorry. I didn't like The Boys at first because I read the comics and I was like, that's kind of messed up. Not kind of messed up.
But extremely. It's funny because he like plays the same character.
Yeah.
Have you seen Us?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Get Out. Get and Out. Also, the one with the there was a new one that he just made. Not Us. Not Get Mama. Out. Not Mama. I seen Mama, but it was I don't want to spoil anything. I did a review on it. It was like the one with the how do I phrase this without ruining any of the movie? Kiki Palmer. The one with Kiki Palmer in it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't seen that one.
What? Where's my... Okay. Now I got... Okay.
Now I'm looking for my phone.
It was a really good movie. Like, I'm sorry, folks, that this is taking such a long time, but you'd know you love it. You're eating it up. And this was before she found out she was pregnant. That's right. She's having a kid, y'all. Nope.
Yeah, that's what I said. Nope.
You said nope.
You did say nope.
Well, I missed that.
That's all right. You're tired.
I was up all night. Leave me alone. you saw Nope, right?
Yep.
Did you see Nope?
No.
It would have been better if you said nope. Did you see Nope? Nope.
Definitely gonna check them out tonight.
So there's a ton of good horror movies out there. If you folks want to watch any horror movies or anything like that, also Saw 10 is out, as well as They Are Here. It's No One Will Save You. It's an alien movie. You saw
that? My gosh, yes. That was fantastic.
It was kind of like a quiet place.
Man, that's messed up. That's messed up, but is it messed up? It's like,
I had no idea what was going on the last 30 minutes. But more stuff to talk about this upcoming Monday, and also for Tuesday. There's tons of things to watch out there. Don't forget about Harry Potter, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm sure that's going to be out. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th. There's tons of movies. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The title was kind of dark. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Anyway, What we're going to do, we're going to get into some music that you can fall asleep, dream about at night, and just enjoy generally and genuinely. Jay Bird, what song is coming up next for you?
Midnight Train.
Midnight Train. And I think that's fitting because, well, this show usually ends on the note of people going to sleep because it's played all over. So if you're going to sleep right now and it's Monday night for you, then good night. But if it's Tuesday morning and you're waking up and you're having your cup of coffee, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we would definitely see you all next time.
So bold, you cut me down to the bone. Now you're dancing all over my soul. Falling to pieces, to pieces. But I still stay, 'cause you're the only thing I know. So won't you
following the track laid out for you? Hear your forlorn whistle blow. Makes me feel like my life is so low. Midnight train rolling through. Midnight train, where you going? Where are you bound? Hauling your load from town to town. Rumbling through the night, the moon is the only light, and crickets sing their sad, sad song as you slowly ponder on. Midnight train, where you going? Where are you bound? Hauling your load from town to town. Brother, pass that bottle to me as we ride for free. If I live or if I die, there won't be anyone there to cry. Midnight train, where you going? Where are you bound? Hauling your load town to town. Midnight train, where you going? Where are you bound? Taking my soul.